My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and, you know, walk away with some good information and hopefully some things that might be enlightening and maybe some things that will serve to answer some of the questions you've had, or maybe just let you know that you're on the right path and you're heading in the right direction. And that's always a good thing, especially when you're spending a lot of time and energy and money trying to get some good, healthy results along the way. It's nice to know that you get that little vote of confidence that you're definitely heading in the right direction. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the company founders, and the people that can actually bring us great information that is life-changing, maybe life-altering, and maybe just informative to give us a better chance of making those decisive decisions that we need to make. Because I'll tell you what, it's very confusing. There's way more information at our fingertips than we probably need. And there's really not a decoder to tell us what is good information, what is misinformation, what is true to form, what has been tested, what has been studied. And many times our human side comes out and we search out the information that, you know, we want to be able to hear, the stuff we want to be able to follow, and the answers that we really do agree with, because maybe it's easier. So, you know, sometimes you're going to get a little rude awakening that you may not be heading in the right direction, but better to find out now than a year down the road. So I bring you these great guests. We always have relevant topics, and we try to make sure that the availability of knowledge is at your fingertips as well. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, tune in live to the show. And if you can't, go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Every morning, I post the topic of the show. I post my guest. I post what company we're going to be talking with, so that you can basically get a head start and say, you know, I want to hear this today, or my schedule's crazy. I'll have to come back later. And you can do that courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes great sense. Working with people with great knowledge and information that are educated and passionate about your good health makes great sense. Stay Healthy has been around a long time. They're in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. I mean, why not go to the best? They've weathered the storm. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best, because their philosophy is carry all the best of every category so that people can make better choices and not make mistakes buying products that, well, may not be up to par. You know, I like to talk about the companies that are doing it right, and those are the companies that I've always talked about in my 37 years on the air. So head over to Stay Healthy, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Meet the most knowledgeable staff and see what a full-service health food store is all about. Check out their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, look for the coupon section. Print yourself a coupon to use in the store. And at the same time, make sure to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, it's Garden of Life Day here again on the show. I love talking about this line. We get the pleasure to talk with them twice a month. Travis L'Esperance is back with us today. A little background on my guest. I mean, he's new to some of you, but obviously has already been making a name for himself in the industry for quite some time. New to the show, but definitely not new to the industry. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University. He's also a seasoned veteran in the natural food industry. He has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation. Focusing on the philosophy of nutrition, Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations, and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet according to achieve great health. Travis has also overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so they can actually lead a better, fuller, and more active life. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Are you home or on the road today?
Home, thankfully. I got for this week, I'll be at home and just hanging out with the family and kids and trying to stay healthy.
Awesome. Well, welcome back to the show again. You know, the topic today we're going to be talking about is stress and anxiousness and edginess and maybe some mood fluctuations. It seems to be something that maybe 25 years ago we would talk about very sparingly, and it would be very few people that would actually maybe open up about it, first of all, but also be visibly, you know, dealing with that situation. But today is a different world. I mean, just watching TV is enough to put anybody into a tizzy these days. And, you know, and so many different influences, you know, news every breaking second of the day. And, you know, so there's many, many things that are leading us down kind of this stressful road. What do you see traveling around and hanging out around the country and visiting stores and talking to people in different parts of the country? Is it across the board? Is it more localized to the bigger cities, or is there no demographics that it has not touched?
You know, I think, yeah, it is pretty common in the natural parks industry. People come into the stores and, you know, what types of parks are they typically looking for? You notice that a lot of people might be going down the direction of, you know, looking for things that are going to deal with their weight, or making sure that they're staying as fit as possible and recovering from things like exercise. But that's the type of stress that we want to put on our system, right? We want to put exercise and, you know, kind of physical labor, being able to move our bodies around so that we can kind of adapt to that type of stress and be able to have a higher level of overall fitness. But quite frankly, a lot of people who are just coming to the stores, they're just looking for something to help them with the fact that they're tired all the time.
Yeah.
And so when I think about it, you know, what is going on behind the scenes? Because when they tell you about kind of their lifestyle, there's nothing that really stands out that should be taxing, you know, kind of their energy systems as much as the way that they're feeling, the way that they're perceiving the stress in their life. And yeah, you kind of hit it on the head. You know, oftentimes it's just kind of being caught up with you know, the events of the day that, you know, in many cases have, you know, no impact directly on what's going on in their life, or, you know, just the typical 9-to-5 grind. And, you know, maybe I was out in Los Angeles last week, and so maybe it's something like even the traffic, you know. So there's all these types of stimulus that exist in kind of the modern world that I think are things that we can adapt to, and we can kind of understand and be able to interpret correctly with not just the perception of stress in our lives, but also physiologically how our bodies are handling it over the course of the long run, over the course of years in our life cycle. But it's just a challenge. It really is a challenge in the modern world, and that's where, you know, we have to be creative in the types of solutions that we come up with.
You hit on some good points there. I mean, there are things that we, you know, you say we probably should learn how to adapt, but I think there are some things that we just have no choice but to adapt. Crowded, busy, pollution, you know, stress. You know, there are things that are coming at us every single day that, you know, they're either going to make us curl up in a ball at home, or we're going to get a little bit more hard on the outside and be able to weather things a little better. But it does not mean that you have to run to the pharmaceutical counter and medicate to be able to cope with things a little better. Now, I will preface that with, I do have friends that are on medication for depression and anxiety and mood disorders that were way past the situation of being able to do it naturally, or they exhausted everything that was out there. And the availability of these medications has been able to give them, you know, some with side effects, some without, a quality of life back that they would not have had be it not for those medications. Now, that being said, does it mean that we all need to take the train right to the pharmaceutical counter? No. It means that there's a lot of things that we can do, everything from diet and a better night's rest and, you know, learning how to be more positive, exercise, choosing our circle a little better, maybe sidestepping the negativity that's in our life a little better, maybe choosing things wiser, and also supplementation. So it's true, there are things we can change, there's things we can't, but those things that we can change, I think that they allow us and they afford us a better quality of life. What do you think, Travis?
Yeah, I think I would agree. So, you know, when I look at, you know, how do we deal with you know, being able to rise to the level of perceiving a certain stressor as not being, you know, overwhelming or, you know, physiologically taxing on our system. And a lot of that, it seems that, you know, kind of comes through naturally just in life. You know, I have two little ones. I have two kids, and they're both you know, four and under. And, you know, obviously every single day of their life is there's a high level of stressors because they're learning, you know, just everything that goes into just living your daily life, right? But, you know, as we get older, you know, we tend to forget the stress that was there when we were younger in terms of picking up these new abilities and, you know, learning new words. And, of course, there's a wonderment associated with that. But at the same time, you know, we have a foundation that's kind of built into just our normal daily habits that plays a role in our capacity to continue to adapt to certain stressors. And diet, of course, is probably one of the most ordinary means that we have available to us. And so when I think of how can we, you know, just in a foundational way, really approach our own natural capacity to adapt to stressors in our environment, the diet and the types of food we eat certainly plays, you know, a critical role. But then on top of that, you know, moving from just basic food groups into other types of herbs and other types of compounds that come from nature that have the capacity to play specific roles in our system. And so I think that in between something like, you know, just your basic diet being in place, having an exercise regimen and having a positive outlook on life and all that it entails, you know, in between that and going to the ultimate direction of saying that there's a system in my body that's broken and I need to have, you know, a pharmaceutical option to be able to bring balance. And you're certainly right. There's countless examples of individuals where that's absolutely been the option that's helped them. But somewhere in between, I like to think that there's a class of compounds and maybe even a class of herbs and supplements that can help kind of bridge the gap towards someone either maybe not having to go to the ultimate solution or being able to mitigate the ultimate solution by making sure they have everything else in place underneath it so that way they don't experience the big swings back and forth if they're not having a positive response to something like a pharmaceutical. So, you know, there's many layers that kind of play into how we can approach our capacity to handle stress and our capacity to adapt to stress. But I can't imagine really any time throughout human history to where herbs and spices were not part of that program in being able to get us to the finish line.
So where should we start? You know, there's a lot of really awesome products and that the company makes and that allows us to try some things on our own. If we can, I mean, I would like to start with you talking about ashwagandha. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when we look at what that class of compounds looks like, what that class of herbs looks like that help us to adapt to stress, there's a name for this, right? This is not something that's brand new to science. These are herbs that are known as adaptogens, and that's the name pretty much tells you what you need to know. These are compounds that are found in herbs and spices that play a role on one of our regulatory systems. So that could be like our cortisol system, our stress hormone. And, you know, if we think about what cortisol does for us, this is a stress hormone. And, you know, and immediately you might think, well, you know, stress is bad, right? So, you know, why do I want cortisol? But, you know, cortisol is actually incredibly important to you. It helps you to be prepared with almost that fight or flight response to be able to rise to the occasion. And as a matter of fact, the time of day when you have the most cortisol running in your system is typically when you're getting up in the morning. So we definitely want that cortisol there to help us get up and get us going throughout the day. But at the same time, if we have a improper relationship with how we're perceiving stress and then the amount of cortisol that we're producing, maybe we have a little bit of resistance where we're making this cortisol, but our body's not responding to it. We see that a lot with other hormones. Then that's where something like an adaptogenic herb can come in. And you mentioned ashwagandha. That's perhaps the best and most well-known adaptogen that we have. And this is a wonderful herb that contains a lot of different compounds in it, but these compounds play a role on those regulatory systems. So the beautiful thing about adaptogens is that they're not designed to replace one of the compounds that you make in order for you to maintain your own balance and your own homeostasis. The goal of adaptogens is to help your regulatory systems be more efficient, be more capable of handling stressors, and not even just not having the damage of the stress, you know, being put on the body because of the protection that these compounds provide, but also the perception of stress, of the capacity you're able to handle it while you're in the stress. That's the wonderful aspect about these adaptogens that sometimes gets overlooked. So ashwagandha is a perfect example because it plays on the cortisol system. So typically what you find is when we take ashwagandha, our body doesn't need to make as much cortisol in order to get us to respond to the same type of stressors that we're normally dealing with, which means that that extra cortisol is not wreaking havoc on other systems in the body. So we have a wide range of products that use cortisol at Garden of Life. I'm sorry, that use ashwagandha for that cortisol at Garden of Life. Some of them are just focusing on, you know, the biggest dose that we could put together. That way we can maximize the majority of the research that's been done. And sometimes it's used as just a supporting herb. But all around, ashwagandha, as an Ayurvedic herb, it's known as the king of Ayurveda. And it's like that for a reason. It's because it's one of the most well-studied herbs in the whole industry. And at the same time, it's an herb that has a huge range of effects and applications that mainly come out of the, you know, the capacity that it has to help lower stress responses. And when we can lower stress responses, then we can see the effects of that branch out into pretty much every other area of our physiology, because we're lowering the burden on our body systems by not having that overwhelming stress response that's shutting everything down.
Now, is there anybody that's not a candidate for ashwagandha? Because if you study, you know, the Ayurvedic culture, you'll see there's a lot of people in all age brackets that use ashwagandha.
Yeah, and it seems to be one of those to where pretty much every demographic benefits as well. There's research that's been done on testosterone. There's research that's been done, for exercise. There's research that's been done, for those with heart issues, with biomarkers and cholesterol levels. It tends to have a kind of a general effect on all people. There's even some research where it's used with pregnancy. Now, that's not something that we recommend. You know, we always want to be careful with how we talk about our products. But when we look at the history of this herb, it's pretty much, you know, as old as time when it comes to, you know, recorded human history and our involvement in, developing the qualities that are available in you know, just the plants around us. But ashwagandha absolutely is one of those kind of core herbs that shows benefit not just on its own, but also in combination with other ingredients. So, you know, the perfect example of an ashwagandha from a Garden of Life standpoint is from our MyKind Organics herb line. And we talked about this a little bit on the last show that we had, the distinctives of that line being organic certified, non-GMO verified, vegan certified, and gluten-free certified. But the goal of our MyKind herb line is not just to produce clean herbs. That's true across the board with every one that we made. But the main goal is to produce the efficacy that we find in the majority of herb research. So when you look at ashwagandha in the research, what you typically find is somewhere between 150 all the way up to 1,500 milligrams a day. Now, that can be a little overwhelming. That's quite a big dose at the high end. But we have to remember, too, that sometimes we're dealing with an ashwagandha herb that gets concentrated or standardized. That way you have a higher active dose in a smaller overall dose of the extract. Or you can just be dealing with the straight root, because ashwagandha is a root herb. But what we're dealing with at Garden of Life is 600 milligrams of an extract that is going to deliver likely the highest dose of the active ingredients, which are known as the withanolides. Those are the compounds that are working directly on that stress management. This is going to be the highest dose of those compounds found in the industry, and they're coming from an organic certified source. So that was really the main focus of our My Kind Herbs line, was to make sure we're making these herbs that are fantastic and clean, but we also wanted to make sure that we're going to maximize all the research that's been done on these herbs. And in the case of ashwagandha, you're getting one herb, one extract, the highest dose that can maximize all the effects that we're expecting from it, and it's coming in one pill a day, and that way you can go to work very, very quickly in the body, and you actually get a 2-month supply when you take it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can you use ashwagandha on a regular basis? Let's say that you know your lifestyle, you're busy, you're active, you're on the go, you're really working it, and you have a pretty active, stressful life. Do you use it every day, and can you also choose to use it when needed?
Yeah, it's kind of the age-old question, right, when it comes to the supplements that we take, is, you know, how should we program them into our schedule? You know, so the most important thing I would always say is, you know, just make sure that when you're taking your supplements, try to be as consistent as possible. A lot of times herbs require that you take them regularly in order to maintain those blood levels of how much of those compounds are in the blood at any given time. Mm-hmm. But adaptogens are a little unique. So anytime you take an herb that is playing a role on your regulatory system, which means that it's changing how your body adapts to its environment on a day-to-day basis and throughout the entire life cycle, you know, you have an incredible diverse array of mechanisms that allow you to take any input that's coming in, even if it's a good input from like an adaptogenic herb, and it's able to develop somewhat of a tolerance to it. So I always like to say when it comes to adaptogenic herbs is that this is something that is probably not going to help in a single dose. You're probably going to want to take it for at least a couple weeks, up to, you know, 3 to 6 weeks, and allow those effects to accumulate in the body from the active ingredients. But at the same time, this is also a compound that you'd want to take maybe for a couple months and then have kind of a washout period to where you stop. So maybe you take a bottle or two and kind of see what types of effects it's providing, and then just allow your body to come back to its own normal baseline. Because ultimately, if you're taking these compounds, especially with ashwagandha, this is an herb that helps to make your cortisol more effective. So when you remove the ashwagandha, you want to kind of lock in some of those benefits in the new relationship that you have with cortisol in your system before reintroducing it again to see if you might want to take it for another round. So ultimately, the goal is to train our body to have a higher level of stress resistance. Adaptogens help in the short run in terms of weeks and months of giving us that higher level of adaptability, but ultimately we want to be able to train our body to do it on its own. So ashwagandha is certainly a safe herb in terms of the research. There's really no known toxicity just in and of itself from the root extracts, but we do know that there's a sweet spot in the research, and sometimes the research requires that you stop taking it after a couple months, reassess, and then maybe reintroduce it just to give your body a chance to balance itself back out. But while you're taking that ashwagandha, it's going to work in allowing you to be able to do the job that cortisol is designed to do in your system without having to produce a boatload of it just to get the job done.
You know, it's interesting because I've been using ashwagandha for decades, long before it was even in the visual, you know, part of the industry. And it's amazing how it's changed and how today it's in a form that, you know, you get the most out of it and the most effective results. So this is a really, really good available line of products, of course, Garden of Life. But, you know, if you've been looking for ashwagandha or you've tried other ones, you might want to try this. I think you might feel it a little bit better and the results might be a lot more noticeable and definitely a lot more body felt. Let's move on just a little bit. Keep in mind, of course, all the products that stay healthy that are in the Garden of Life line are basically somewhere between 25 and 35% off every day. And don't forget to ask for your special coupons, because if they have coupons, they'll actually take that extra amount off the sale price for you. So it's a good relationship with Garden of Life and Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Talk a little bit about, I want to get this one in, of course, because this is a completely different avenue, probiotics. Most people think probiotics are only beneficial for your stomach and your gut. But when you look at the line of probiotics from Garden of Life, you'll see that you have a mood probiotic. And I think that throws people a little bit, because they're like, probiotics, mood, really? I mean, aren't they like apples and oranges?
Yeah, so I think that historically, you know, we've always kind of, especially in Western medicine, we've always kind of assumed that what's going on in the gut is contained within that organ system, and it's not going to have a direct effect on other systems of the body. There might be some relational elements that are there, but if we're going to focus on what's going on in the gut, we're only going to assume that that whatever's going on in there is going to be affecting the gut. And probiotics have pretty much upended that entire idea. So, you know, back when I was in school and taking microbiology, we pretty much learned two things. We learned what are microbes, and then how do we kill them. That was really the goal of the course. But you know, we have this probiotic revolution that is, you know, still in full swing in not just the industry but in the research as well. And really, what they're doing is they're trying to discover what it is, the full value of having a microbiome in our gut. So when I say microbiome, I'm referring to that 3 to 5 pounds of living tissue that is existing mostly in your colon, somewhat in your small intestine. And when I say living tissue, I mean that this is composed of all the bacteria and beneficial yeasts that are existing in your gut. And so the fact that you have pounds of unique tissue that is existing in your gut, that is telling you that there is essentially another organ system. It just doesn't belong directly to you. You just curate it as if you were, you know, having a bunch of pets in your house. And so the beautiful thing about the microbiome that we've come to learn is that it doesn't just affect the health of our bacteria. It doesn't just affect digestion. You know, that's certainly a critical element of what they do for us. But at the same time, it doesn't just affect the immune system. You know, that's kind of the front lines of where our immune system response is located. And that's really one of the most intimate ways in which we interact with our environment is through the things that we put into our gut, because they're most absorbable inside of our intestinal tract. And so we used to think it was just digestive and immune, and that was the goal of the bacteria in our gut. And then we started to research more and more individual species, individual strains within the species, and we discovered that there are some species that have a wider range of function and that tend to have a better effect on the body. And this is where, you know, the famous acidophilus kind of came around. But then the more we started to dig in, we found that there are certain strains, like breeds, almost like a dog breed, within those species. And some of these breeds have unique effects on their own that the general species does not have. And so in some of the effects that we're seeing, we're noticing that not only are we seeing benefits to the immune system or to your capacity to produce things like enzymes or even something like colon transit time, how quickly food moves through your colon, but we also see the effects that some of these bacteria can have on our regulatory systems, which is what we were just talking about with herbal support. So we have our doctor-formulated mood product, probiotic, and really the goal of this is to kind of take the best of both worlds. We have herbal support from 300 milligrams of ashwagandha. That's half the dose of the MyKind herb line, but still well within the window of research that we see the effects take place. And then at the same time, we have 50 billion probiotics that is each it's composed of 16 different types of bacteria that are found in it, but they are hypoallergenic. So they are soy-free, gluten-free for the most sensitive individuals, while at the same time, we're including two types of bacteria, and this is going to be Helveticus and Longum, and these ones have been clinically studied for stress support. So this is where kind of the rubber meets the road. Who would have thought 10 years ago If someone were at some sort of medical conference and they were presenting on just the idea that bacteria have the capacity to change our hormone expression, but here we are today. This is something that's pretty cut and dry. There's been about 3 or 4 studies done on these two bacteria, and what they show is that just by having certain types of bacteria in your gut, it can actually lower cortisol levels, and these are fasting cortisol levels when you wake up in the morning. So that's kind of the gold standard of, you know, how much cortisol you're producing and how much cortisol you need to produce in order to adapt to your environment. So, you know, all of this is kind of in the same boat in terms of how can we get the human organism to handle a higher level of stress. And it kind of goes beyond the idea that, you know, we're trying to limit as much of stress as possible. Maybe in years past, that was kind of the focus when we supplemented. But I think in 2019, our goal is how can we handle as much of a stress load as possible without it taking its damage and taking its toll on the system. And that's where a healthy microbiome comes in. That's where support from wonderful herbs like ashwagandha comes in. And that's where a healthy diet in general comes in. So it's all about raising our capacity to handle stress rather than lowering the amount of overall stress that we're exposing ourselves to. And normal, ordinary things that we could be doing every day, they play a big role, especially when they're coming from these clinically studied forms and doses.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Travis. It's Garden of Life Day. We're talking stress, talking anxiety, talking about mood, all the above. Already talked about the doctor's formulated mood probiotics and the ashwagandha. Some really good stuff coming up right after the break. Things you can start doing today. Have a great day. Stay tuned.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains 3 main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of 2 separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes, and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you that the Garden of Life line at Stay Healthy, 25 to 35% off every day. Make sure to always ask and see if they have any coupons available on any of the products that you're using, because they'll use those coupons even on the sale prices. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Travis is here with Garden of Life, and we've been talking about stress and anxiety and, you know, some of the things that goes along with that. And we've talked about the doctor's probiotics, the doctor's formulated mood formula, as well as ashwagandha. And, you know, I think we should definitely address what's going on with the industry and how things have changed. I know Marge wanted you to definitely talk about CBD and then focus on the Garden of Life sleep and also the relax, because those are two big areas that now they're a lot easier to understand. I think people are getting it a little bit better. But, you know, Travis, for the people that are still on the fence, maybe a little update on CBD first, and then we'll get into products.
Absolutely. So CBD, this is, you know, one of the most fascinating compounds I think has ever come into the industry during my lifetime. You know, I've seen examples over the years to where you kind of have a flash in the pan ingredient. It's got some promising research, but then the research doesn't really shake out the, you know, the more they kind of dive into it. CBD from cannabis is a little different, and that's because we have thousands of studies that have been done on this plant so far, and the research is just pouring in, you know, day by day. And I see this all the time when you go to somewhere like PubMed and you're looking up all just all the various research studies that have been done. It's on the level of, you know, 10, 15 studies a month are still coming in that are looking at what it is that this compound does. So CBD, or cannabidiol from hemp, which is cannabis sativa, this is a compound that is right in line with exactly what we were talking about with ashwagandha. The best way to describe what CBD does for people is that it functions like an adaptogen. It helps one of our regulatory systems, which is responsible for helping us to adapt to our environment. It helps that to come into balance a little bit easier. But the only unique aspect about CBD that many and most other herbs simply don't have any function on is that CBD works on the endocannabinoid system. And the best way I could describe this in a nutshell is that this is a system that is designed to help our immune system properly communicate with the nervous system. So whenever you see someone coming in, or you yourself have looked up what it is that you know, CBD might be good for, you sometimes you see some pretty outlandish claims. It's kind of being hailed as almost like a fountain of youth right now because there's so much excitement around it. But the research is very clear. This is a compound that helps your endocannabinoid system come into balance, which is to say it helps your immune system talk to your nervous system properly. So when you kind of get into some of the applications of CBD in the research, we have to be very careful because this is a brand new ingredient to the supplement world. So in terms of the claims that we say about it, you know, we have to make sure that we're in compliance with the FDA and with, you know, what the body of research is telling us. But it's extremely promising that depending on the dose, and everybody has a different dose for a compound like this, it can have a wide ranging of effects, especially as it relates to how the immune system is interacting with the nervous system. So we have a couple products that are in the doctor formulated CBD line, and we have products that just are CBD by themselves. We also have products that include clinically studied doses of other herbs that help to kind of synergize and multiply the effect that we're looking for that specific effect.
You know, I think that, you know, I've been in the industry a really, really long time, and, you know, I don't think I've ever seen anything with this amount of motivation and exploding in our industry. We've had things that have kind of done that, but not to this degree. And I'm really excited because I think that it really truly is allowing us to see the power of the industry, but also the power of open minds to new things that we don't know anything about, that we're just learning about. So that says a lot for where the industry is and where we're going with open minds, open hearts.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, when it comes to just kind of where we're at as an industry with CBD, you know, we're in a really good spot because the research is overwhelming. This seems to be about as safe of an herb as we've ever seen. That's usually the biggest concern that one of the regulatory agencies might have is that compound safe? Can you prove that it's safe? And the whole industry is moving forward under the assumption that's going to be in place, while at the same time moving from there into some of the health claims that can be made about it. That's where you kind of move into the Wild West. So we certainly have to be careful whenever we're taking a product that has this level of excitement, mainly because there can be a whole range of quality that's available out there. One of the biggest things that we wanted to accomplish was making sure that our product is fully transparent from start to finish. You know, even things like, is the amount of CBD that you say is in your product, is that the amount that's actually in the product? And we actually have a third-party company known as Labdoor.com, and what they're doing is they're independently analyzing every single lot number that we make to guarantee that the potency is there. We also have a THC-free form of CBD. Not everybody is looking for that, but for those that do want to not have the THC component, that's going to be present in our product as well. But that doesn't mean that we're not giving you the full spectrum of all of the compounds that are naturally found in the cannabis that we're growing. So we're going to have all the other little cannabinoids that people kind of really try to zero in on when they're trying to make CBD as effective as possible. And one really unique element that a lot of people might not be aware of is whether you're getting the aromatics that are found in cannabis, the essential oils, whether they're found in the cannabis plant or you have additional essential oils added on top, these terpene molecules play a huge role in making CBD more effective in the body milligram per milligram. So it really comes down to the idea that CBD is a fantastic molecule by itself. We do want to make sure that if we're taking a CBD, we're getting it from a reputable source. But at the same time, it's not just about the CBD. It's about the whole plant that helps to make CBD, helps to amplify its effect as much as possible in helping to bring balance to that wonderful endocannabinoid system.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like the situational specific products have been a lot more attractive to the consumer because, you know, it gives them a little bit more of an idea of what that individual product is? Or are people going more for just the CBD in general? I mean, where are you seeing more people? I mean, if they want something to relax, it basically says relax. They're going to understand something for sleep. They're going to know and understand that it's being used for sleep. It's a little bit easier for people to comprehend it. What's doing better?
Yeah, I think that's part of the challenge is that people come into the stores and they've heard of CBD. They've heard of maybe a wide-ranging things that CBD might be beneficial for, and many of those things might be true when it's all said and done. But ultimately, going from something I've heard about the product to an actual product that talks about those specific applications, that's a real challenge right now. And it's mainly because CBD is so new to the supplement world that we can't really make any direct health claims about the ingredient itself. But we do know just in general what it's doing in the system, and we can not necessarily theorize, we can just look to the research to see what exactly the system that it's operating on. But ultimately, anything that's related to how the immune system is communicating with the nervous system, and you want that to be a proper communication. You don't want the immune system to be overreacting, placing undue burdens and stresses on the nervous system or the nervous system's ability to perform its job properly. This is something that we expect CBD to be doing. But with that being said, when you look at a product on the shelf right now, and it's a product that is a CBD product, but it also talks about other health claims, things like sleep or relax, like you mentioned, and maybe inflammatory response, what's happening is that these brands, including Garden of Life, we're focusing on delivering a quality dose of CBD. In this case, it's going to be 15 milligrams for these formulas. But at the same time, we're including clinically studied doses of other herbs that have been in the industry for longer that do have the capacity to make health claims because the research has been well vetted and it has a longer history in our industry. But ingredients that include sleep herbs, right? So like lemon balm or chamomile or valerian, These are all herbs that we know play a role on the GABA system to help us to relax, help us to ease into a sleep mode. This is the chief inhibitory neuron in the body. So this is all about helping you to be less sensitive to light, less sensitive to noise, so that you can move into that kind of sleep mode. And then once you're asleep, that GABA is working to give you proper sleep quality. So, you know, having a combination of these clinically studied sleep herbs, which on their own right are what a lot of people might already be taking anyways, but then you bring in kind of that heavy lifter of the adaptogenic ingredient, the CBD, to help play on the endocannabinoid system, you're almost just kind of tag-teaming two classes of ingredients that are going to work together really well. But ultimately, it's the lemon balm, the chamomile, and the valerian in clinically studied doses. That's where we're getting to the point where we feel confident saying this is a sleep product, even though we know that the CBD by itself is kind of laying that foundation of helping our nervous system to perform properly under stress conditions. So having a combination of the two plays a big role in making it a more effective product. But for those that just want to focus on, you know, a CBD alone, maybe they want to take a bigger dose, that's where I think, you know, the industry's kind of split. So half of consumers maybe are looking for a combination product because there's ingredients that they might have already been taking and now they're just adding the CBD to it. And then the other half of the consumers are simply looking for the type of dose of CBD just pretty much by itself, the cannabis extract, to help deliver, kind of the range of effects that they're expecting just from the CBD alone.
Somebody just chimed in. I'm trying to read their note here. Oh, okay. It says, if I want to use the Relax during the day, because I've been using it and I love it, but I'm thinking about adding in the sleep at night, can I do two formulas? Will they work well together? Good question.
I think you can. So, you know, when you think of something like the Relax formula, we just talked about the sleep formula, which is in both a soft gel as well as a liquid dropper. All of we call these our CBD plus formulas. So it's CBD plus clinically studied doses of other ingredients. All of the CBD plus formulas are going to have those clinically studied herbs. They're going to have 15 milligrams of CBD as kind of that foundation for them. And then they're also going to have the wonderful terpenes, the essential oils from various botanicals that help to make that CBD a little bit more effective. But in our relaxed formula, you know, we're not just taking the same herbs and then throwing a new name on it. We're using other clinically studied ingredients. So, you know, can you combine the two? Yeah, you could. You probably want to split it up, like you mentioned, one during the day and then one in the evening. That mainly comes down to the fact that the CBD plus relax formula has a clinically studied dose of theanine coming from decaffeinated green tea. Keep in mind that Garden of Life is using the first ever organic certified green tea theanine, right? So it's a small point, but it just speaks to, you know, who we are as a company and what we're trying to accomplish with our supply chains. But having that theanine ingredient, this is a molecule that can get into the body. It can get past the blood-brain barrier. And once again, it plays a role on the GABA system. But when we look at green tea, this is perhaps one of the most balanced herbs that we know of, because when we drink a cup of green tea, we're typically getting 1 milligram of caffeine for every 1 milligram of theanine. So you have the stimulant ingredient in the caffeine to go along with the inhibitory ingredient in the L-theanine. And L-theanine also works on the GABA system, much like some of those other sleep herbs that we talked about. But it's not; it doesn't work on them in the same way that it's going to affect more so sleep as opposed to just general relaxation. So we have that theanine dose that's in there. Of course, once again, it's decaffeinated. But then we also have a dose of organic saffron extract. And so this is an ingredient that became quite popular maybe 8 to 10 years ago. It popped up in the industry. And even though there had been a long history of use on it, it was just something that people weren't aware of, this spice being used as essentially a historical medicine. And so when it comes to the research on saffron, one of the most difficult challenges over the course of especially the last 10 years has been in regards to being able to afford a clinically studied dose. And so that's typically around 30 milligrams a day. But when you look at, you know, where this spice is coming from, this is coming from, you know, the little filament, the little stigmas that are on the saffron flower. So if you've ever used saffron in cooking, you know that a little bit goes a long way, not just because it gives the flavor you need, but also because this is literally the most expensive spice pound for pound in the world. But with the popularity of saffron over the last decade or so, along with the concern for organic farming increasing, we now have a higher supply of saffron in the industry, which allows us to get to that clinically studied dose a little bit easier. So we have the clinically studied dose, 30 milligrams of saffron. It's those little stigmas that you put into your cooking whenever you use saffron for, you know, for your culinary uses. But when it comes to what saffron is really beneficial for, it's helpful for balancing serotonin and dopamine levels. So that's all about mood, right? And that makes it a perfect product for during the day. So you now have a couple different ingredients that are all playing on various regulatory systems in the body, and they're all about trying to bring balance to not just how your neurotransmitters are functioning, but also your hormone systems. And then last of all, the CBD coming in, providing that foundation to allow your immune system to talk to the nervous system a little bit more efficiently. So having all these ingredients together, we decided to sum up the name in terms of being a relaxed product. But by no means does that mean that you wouldn't want to you know, maybe take a little bit more CBD if you find that that bigger dose works for you. So a lot of people find that you know, maybe all the way down to something like 5 milligrams a day of CBD is effective and they can feel the difference. Some people have to take all the way up to, you know, 50, 60 milligrams a day. And we're all coming from a different place. But none of these ingredients are ingredients that you couldn't put together if you wanted. It's just a matter of finding the right dose that works for you.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today, and thanks for the clarity. A lot of people are chiming in saying, thank you, I get it. So that's a good thing when my guests can make it explanatory. So I look forward to our next chat together, and thank you for a great show. I really appreciate it. Welcome back again.
Thanks, Dr. Burke.
Have a great day. My guest today, Travis, was representing Garden of Life, Travis Lesperance. He's travels around the country and does a lot of lecturing and training, and we're going to have him here a couple times a month. So he's a new addition to the show with a company I've been working with for a very, very long time. So remember to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where they carry all the products from Garden of Life, the full line available at Stay Healthy every day, 25 to 35% off on the line of products. So definitely check out this line. Always ask to see if there's any extra coupons available that you can apply to the sale price and get yourself an even better deal. But on top of that, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and the availability of being able to have your questions answered, you know, and talk with people that have the knowledge to be able to discuss these things with you and, you know, walk out feeling good that your questions are answered and you got some great peace of mind along the way. Stay Healthy's been around a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Remember to scroll down, find the coupon section, print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit to the store, and as well, great information at your fingertips, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, you want to stay in touch with them every day, give them a thumbs up on Facebook, like their page, and you'll start getting great posts. They'll be talking about what's going on in the store, what's going on in the industry, giveaways, all that good stuff. This month is Nordic Naturals giveaway, so that's available at the store, the basket giveaway. So definitely make sure that you are filling out the little slip. Just say, I want to enter to win, and you can definitely do that. Once again, the address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded daily and posted on my webpage for on-demand downloads of the podcast when it's convenient for you. Just go to drjeffreyburke.com and download the show or shows that you want to listen to. Maybe you didn't get to hear the whole show. Maybe you missed it, or maybe you want to hear it again, or maybe you're sending a friend there. Just tell them how to do that as well. And tell them to follow me on Facebook as well, like my Facebook page, and then we can definitely stay in touch. And you can even ask me questions on my Facebook page, and I'll answer them right there on the page, which is good for you and also everybody else looking for some answers. So remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.